What if your entire life hinged on a random phone call? For Robert Frank, it did. After suffering sudden cardiac death while playing tennis, an event with a 98% mortality rate, he survived only because his friend performed CPR without formal training and an ambulance happened to be nearby. While most acknowledge luck in life or death scenarios, many fiercely resist the notion that marketplace success depends significantly on fortune. Yet as Bill Gates once admitted about his own extraordinary success, I had better exposure to software development at a young age than anyone in that period, all because of an incredibly lucky series of events. This tension between merit and chance forms the heart of our complex relationship with success. In today's competitive environments, success requires more than just talent and effort. It demands luck. Modern markets have amplified fortune's importance in two critical ways. First, technology has created environments where tiny performance differences translate into enormous earnings gaps. Being just 1% better can mean earning 1,000% more. Consider streaming platforms where top musicians earn exponentially more than those slightly less popular, or how small differences in coding ability lead to vastly different compensation at tech companies. Second, these lucrative markets attract enormous numbers of contestants, further magnifying luck's role. Even in a completely meritocratic contest where 98% of performance comes from talent and effort with only 2% from luck, the winner will likely be among the luckiest contestants. This happens because winning requires almost everything to go right. There will be many contestants near the top of the talent scale, and some will inevitably have better luck. Think about professional sports, where thousands of equally talented athletes compete for limited spots, or publishing, where countless skilled writers vie for breakthrough success. Why is the Mona Lisa the world's most famous painting? Not because it's Leonardo's best work, but primarily because of its theft in 1911. The widely publicized theft and recovery 2 years later catapulted it to global fame. As researcher Duncan Watts notes, we claim the Mona Lisa is famous because of attributes X, Y, and Z, but really what we're saying is that the Mona Lisa is famous because it's more like the Mona Lisa than anything else. This pattern repeats across domains. Al Pacino's legendary career hinged on Francis Ford Coppola threatening to quit The Godfather unless they cast the then unknown actor. Bryan Cranston landed his Breaking Bad role only after John Cusack and Matthew Broderick declined. Without these chance events, these celebrated actors might have remained obscure despite their talent. Even birth timing creates significant advantages. In hockey, approximately 40% of professional players were born January-March, while only 10% October-December. Because January 1st cutoff dates make early-year children the oldest and most developed in youth leagues. Similarly, summer-born children, typically youngest in class, are less likely to hold leadership positions in school, affecting their future earnings. Why do we resist acknowledging luck? Behavioral economics reveals our tendency towards systematic errors in judgment. We consistently overestimate our abilities. More than 90% of people consider themselves above-average drivers. 70% of faculty believe they're in the top quarter of teaching ability. This Lake Wobegon effect is particularly pronounced for traits that are difficult to measure objectively. Our cognitive biases extend beyond simple overconfidence. We systematically underestimate luck's role in success while disproportionately blaming failures on bad fortune. Intriguingly, research suggests depressed people may actually have more realistic self-assessments than non-depressed individuals, who tend to overestimate their successes and undervalue their failures. False beliefs about skill and luck may serve an evolutionary adaptive function. Entrepreneurs might never start businesses if they accurately assess the statistical likelihood of failure. This strategic ignorance can paradoxically lead to better outcomes. Attribution theory suggests that believing success comes from ability and effort rather than luck encourages persistence and resilience. Students tackle difficult tasks more readily when they view potential success as stemming from their own capabilities rather than external factors. Being born in a developed country represents the most significant stroke of luck affecting material prosperity. No matter how talented or ambitious, success remains a remote possibility in the world's poorest nations. Those born in developed countries benefit from centuries of intensive investment by previous generations. Failure to appreciate luck's importance has made successful people more reluctant to pay taxes needed for maintaining a good environment. In recent decades, public investments have been deteriorating in the United States. A 2013 report identified a $3.6 trillion backlog in essential infrastructure maintenance. While Morocco, with just one-tenth of America's per capita income, builds 200-mile high-speed rail, the fastest U.S. trains average only 80 miles per hour. Research shows that acknowledging external factors and personal success increases generosity. In one study, subjects who recalled external causes for good events in their lives, mentioning luck, supportive spouses, thoughtful teachers, donated 25% more to charity than those who cited internal factors like hard work and determination. Our economic systems contain significant inefficiencies that present real opportunities for improvement. Individual spending incentives often clash with collective interests, creating positional arms races. Consider the stadium standing problem. When a few stand for a better view, everyone eventually stands, resulting in the same relative view, but with added discomfort. Our evaluations of goods and services are context-dependent. A home's adequacy depends not on absolute size, but on its comparison to others nearby. Rising inequality has intensified these effects through expenditure cascades. When top earners build larger homes, expectations shift downward through income tiers. Though median incomes have remained relatively flat since 1980, the median new American house has grown 50% larger. A progressive consumption tax could address this collective action problem by making luxury spending more expensive. When wealthy individuals scale back conspicuous consumption simultaneously, relative status positions remain unchanged while freeing resources for more productive uses. Most successful people possess exceptional talent and work ethic, yet many with identical qualities never achieve similar success. Research reveals that chance events play a far more significant role in life outcomes than commonly acknowledged. From educational opportunities to career advancement, random factors often prove decisive. Those who recognize fortune's contribution typically show greater support for public investments that create environments where more people can succeed. These individuals also report higher levels of life satisfaction and psychological well-being. By acknowledging luck's fundamental role, from our birth circumstances to the opportunities we encounter, we can make more informed societal choices. This perspective shift creates conditions where more people can flourish through their talents, hard work, and good fortune. It promotes a more grateful, compassionate approach to social policy that recognizes both individual agency and circumstance. When you achieve something meaningful, consider not just your efforts, but also the fortunate circumstances that made it possible.